Breakfast at Jesus' House. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Breakfast at Jesus' House. My goodness sakes, I wonder what Jesus had for breakfast. Well, we can be sure that Jesus' breakfast probably was bread and fish and probably some sort of a vegetable that might be frequent in that area. But what was breakfast like at Jesus' house? Well, it was not so much a matter of what they ate. It was not so much a matter of what they did. It's not so much a matter of the things like that, but it was a matter of how they handled it. As Jesus sat down with his brothers and sisters and with his mother and father to have breakfast, mother would always say, "All right, let us give the breakfast blessing." And they gave the Jewish breakfast blessing because they were devout Jews. And they blessed the breakfast in the perfect manner that the Jewish family do. And after the blessing, then the father took the bread and he broke it. And he gave each child a piece of bread. And he gave the mother a piece of bread and he took a piece of bread. And so they all began to eat their bread together. And they had water that they had heated and they put an herb in the water to make it into a nice tea. And so they all had a lovely tea along with their bread. And they ate that and enjoyed it very much. And they had a piece of fruit and some veggie that they ate. And the big thing was at the breakfast time. It was a time when Joseph and Mary were sharing with their children the values of what it was to be a Jew. And how it was important to always think good thoughts. How it was always important to be a person of your word, to stand by whatever were the values that you have for yourself, and to certainly always create for yourself good values. And Joseph said to one of the youngsters, "Okay, if you had money, and your friend wanted to borrow some money from you, what would you do?" Well, one son spoke up and said, "Dad, what I would do is say, I have some money and I would like to give it to you because I don't borrow or lend money, but I love you, so I'll give it to you." And the father said, "That's very fine, son. That's very noble. But you realize then you wouldn't have the money." And the son said, "But Dad, I get more money back. It'd come back to me." And Joseph was so proud of his son because he's learning the lessons of being perfect in every possible way. Learning the lesson that you don't give anything to anybody because they need it. You give because you want to share who you are. And in your giving, you don't expect them to pay you back. You don't expect them to do anything for you. All you do is just to give. You don't even expect them to do something nice for someone else or even something nice for themselves. You give because you want to give. Now it's true, you knew the person wanted some money, they wanted to borrow it, and you knew that that was a need in their heart, but you gave because you gave, it was your nature to give. It was your nature to give. And Mary smiled on as the children were listening and learning from the teachings that Joseph brought them from their Bible backgrounds. And as the children listened and followed what their father said, their father gave examples of how in his life he did those things. He said the other day he was speaking to one of the other neighbors, and the neighbor said, Joseph, I don't know what I'm going to do. The chair that I have just does not want to hang together. I cannot keep it as a chair. And Joseph said, well, let me take a look at it. And so Joseph looked at the chair, and he saw that it was made so that it would fall apart, not so that it would make itself hold together, because as you sat on it, it would push the legs up into the bottom and hold the chair firm. And Joseph said, well, here's your problem. The legs need to be adjusted. Oh, Joseph, thank you. I will do that. And Joseph said, my friend, I would be honored to do that for you. But Joseph, you're a carpenter, and that's your work, and that's how you make money. I know, but I like to do nice things for neighbors and friends sometimes, and that doesn't include money. It doesn't include anything except just that I love to do things for others. And I love to share the talents that I have. And as I do this, I feel so good inside myself. Joseph, I don't know. You live what you believe, don't you? Well, friend, I love what I believe. And if I live it too, that's wonderful. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to fix that bench for you. I'll have it back for you tomorrow. Well, thank you, Joseph. And Joseph walked home with the bench under his arm and took it into his shop, and he worked on it. And he told his sons what he had done, and that this was a sharing, and that sometimes we even share things that we make money from. But the sharing is done because we want to unconditionally love everyone in our world. But if we unconditionally love everybody in our world and give our work away, how are we going to make any money, Dad? The boys were kind of confused. They said, yeah, we have to charge for our work. That's right. Generally, when people come and ask you to do something, then we charge. When a neighbor or a friend comes and says, how do I handle this? What do you suggest? He's not asking me to do the job for him. He's merely saying he wants my wisdom and my genius and my love. And so I give him my wisdom, genius, and love. And then if he says, okay, I'd like to have you do that, then he pays for it. But if he just, if I say to him before he has a chance to say that, hey, let me fix that up for you. Oh, but Joseph, I can't afford that. Hey, that's okay. It's my blessing to you for your friendship to me. It's just a way of saying I love you unconditionally. And, of course, the boys said, but, Dad, you said for your friendship, as though you're paying for the friendship. No, that was just sort of a misnomer. It's just the way that we have of saying things, because there's nobody can buy our friendship. Our friendship is unconditional, and that's the way all love is. At the breakfast table in Jesus' house, it was always a learning time. At all mealtimes, it was a learning time. A time for Mary and Joseph to share with their children what they knew and how they lived their life, what values they had. And Jesus enjoyed sitting in on hearing the values of his parents, because these were values that he had even before his parents told him, and these were values that he lived by even before he knew about it from any other way. Kind of exciting to have an adventure like that, isn't it? Just remember, breakfast at Jesus' house is kind of nice. But how about breakfast at your house and breakfast at my house? Is that our time of sharing? Well, when it's our time of sharing, then great and wonderful things take place. You can be sure, boys and girls, and you can be sure, my friends, that as it was in Kennedy's household, where he was raised by his father and his many brothers and sisters, learning always at the mealtime the values that the family held, so in the Obama family, as they meet around the breakfast table and share their love, they share their value. and the magical charisma of the father shines forth onto the children and his wife, as it now shines forth on all of America. The breakfast table is a great place to learn then, and Jesus shared with his brothers and sisters at the breakfast table, and it was always a time of unconditional love, and how great that is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.